back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I have no idea what Chris is doing, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to make it very clear. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Chris O'Brien. Sounds like a TV show that was on many years ago. I'm Dickens, he's Finster. Remember that comedy show? All right.
Yeah, it's a little before our time.
It's before your time. Nothing is before my time. Because I was here before the dinosaurs ruled the earth, you know, in Terra Nova. Jeff Danilek, author and, quote, all-around ne'er-do-well. Why do you call yourself a ne'er-do-well?
A ne'er-do-well because I challenge the conventional wisdom on a lot of different areas, whether it's paranormal, whether it's spirituality, religion, and as a result, people find me sometimes controversial.
Okay, I'll tell you harmless. What. I'll tell you what. Let's really move in that direction here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roswell.
You brought it up.
Sure. We take Roswell, toss it out. You don't dig Roswell. You don't think it, yeah, nothing special about Roswell. Okay. If you had to give one or two UFO sightings that prove there's at least something weird going on, what would you cite?
I think one of the best documented UFO encounters happened over Belgium in 1991. And this was a big triangular vehicle that was seen by many, many people over a number of hours. It was chased by NATO aircraft. It was recorded on radar. It was recorded on the aircraft's radar. And every time they would get in position to observe it, it would take off. This one has so much information to support it that it's hard to imagine that this was all just a couple of pilots making a mistake in identification. And to me, that one is extraordinary in just the amount of information contained within it and verifiable information, all the way from power tapes to aircraft transmissions and just the radar pings. So to me, that is the best one out there. My premise in my book is that I do believe extraterrestrials are watching us. I think that they are in orbit even now, and they're observing us. They're studying us the way we would study gorillas. They're watching what we do, how we react to certain things, but I don't think they really intervene.
You don't go for abductions.
I'm very leery about that. I've met a gentleman who claims to have been abducted a number of times. You know, I listen to his story. It's intriguing, but I'm still trying to figure out the logic of doing it from an alien perspective. Certainly, they would have the technology that if they just wanted to study us, our physiology, they could probably do it fairly easily. If they wanted to dissect a human, there's any number of people they could probably find in some slum somewhere that nobody would miss. So I don't really understand why they come to somebody's house and drag them out kicking and screaming and do all kinds of things to them and then stick them back in their bed. To me, it just doesn't make sense that they would do that level of interference. Some people have claimed maybe it's a genetic experiments, manipulations, but I'm still on the fence on that one. It's just I would need to see more evidence of that.
So what's happening to these people?
Well, I think some of it is just their imagination, waking dreams, things like that. There was a study done on Barney and Betty Hill, for example, that they discovered that the characters that they described in their hypnosis sessions were very close to some characters that were seen on a Outer Limits episode that aired about just a few months previous to their experience. So the question is, did they have a real experience, or were they influenced, maybe even subconsciously, by this program that they had watched, and that just came out in that form? Like I said, I don't know. I suppose it's possible that extraterrestrials are abducting some people, but I can't believe they're abducting the many, many hundreds of people who make these claims around the world.
Seems clumsy.
A little bit. It does. It seems like a really bad way to do things. And if you're really going to do this, and you would wipe the memory completely. They shouldn't be able to even recall it in hypnosis.
You'd think their technology would be better than that. It seems that the UFO knots or whatever they are always seem to have technology that's just a couple of steps ahead of us. Of course, it could be some kind of general spiritual experience that people interpret. in accordance with the current society. That's another one of these paranormal mysteries, that people have experiences, and if they're steeped in ET, that's what they see. If they're steeped in leprechauns, that's what they see.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting theory, because back in the 1800s, people would talk about the these creatures that would come in the middle of the night, the succubus and the incubus. And these were very similar kind of abduction stories. These people would be paralyzed with fear in their bed, and this demon thing would appear. And that's how they interpret it. They interpret it in supernatural, quasi-religious sort of jargon. Whereas today, we use more extraterrestrial jargon, because that's where we're at. So, you know, there could be some psychological component to it. But then again, I'm open to the possibility that there's something really happening out there. I just want to see more evidence of it.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have an abduction roundtable on the Paracast in the near future. Abductees, researchers, a lot more. So we will go into this ground and see what's going on. So as far as you're concerned, the abduction scenario is another issue. It's the UFOs that we have to deal with. Now, what about the alternate theories about UFOs? You think it's ET, maybe they're orbiting us, whatever. What about alternate dimensions? What about UFOs that are sourced on Earth, a hidden civilization? What about that stuff?
Well, it's hard to imagine that there would be any place on Earth where you could have that kind of level of technology without being noticed. I mean, some
people talk
about, yeah, UFOs being under the ocean and all this kind of thing like this. But, and I think that's something that needs to be considered. However, it does strike me as being unnecessarily difficult. You know, you think about it, the spacecraft come here, what's the point of basing themselves under the water when they can just remain in orbit, invisible to us, all they want? So, I mean, what's the real payoff of coming down here into the water? If it's a homegrown civilization, I mean, my gosh, there's got to be some kind of evidence of it at some point. But up to now, I mean, they're really good at hiding if they're there. I don't know. Now, as far as alternate dimensions, you know, I mean, what do you do with that? That's purely speculative. There's no way to prove it or disprove it. So there's not really much value in exploring it, because there's nothing you can do with it.
What about the people, then, who claim to have met physical beings? Not just abductions, but they claim to have met some kind of alien being of one sort or another. Are they all making this up?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of people who are just out and out hoaxing, where they're just saying, you know, let's have some fun and make up this story, because there are some repercussions to doing that. But I do think that there are fantasy-prone personalities. There are people who can convince themselves of all kinds of things, and they get very worked up about it. To a person who's, a little paranoid, these things are very, very real to them. They're not seeing this as a fantasy or their imagination. They're seeing this as a very real thing that's happening. So I think that a lot of these people, God bless them, but they probably are having some delusional experiences. Not all of them. Perhaps there's some real valid things going on there. But, again, want to see the evidence. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, let's look at another possibility here. What about some degree of government intervention? You know, they experiment with giving people drugs and LSD, maybe fake a few abductions, maybe create something that involves the perception of UFOs with some secret aircraft.
Okay, that's a possibility, but then again, why? What's the premise? What's the payoff?
Okay, what was the payoff of feeding people LSD? They did that.
I think they wanted to see exactly how it was going to affect, reaction times, how it was going to affect your mental capacities, things of this. They were still very experimental. Once they understood how dangerous it was, they backed off on it. But early on, there really wasn't a lot of knowledge about what these things did. And they wanted to see if it had any, beneficial effects. Government will do things like that to its own detriment. But in terms of faking an alien abduction, I don't see that. However, here's another possibility to consider. What if the aliens themselves are inducing these experiences as a psychological experiment?
I'll tell you what, alien psychological experiments and more. We're talking to Jeff Danilek with Gene and Chris. We're doing this experiment. It's called
the Paracast.
Are you Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic...
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
So, alien psychologists, Jeff, you think they're involved in pulling a few tricks here to see how we primitive tribal beings react?
I like
one. I think that think about the crop circles when they first came out before people started copying them. And it would be fairly easy for them to create something like that, using electromagnetic energy, just create a crop circle. and then sit back and see what are they going to do about it. Well, it's fascinating. We copy them. We have contests to see who can make the best crop circles. I think that tells them a lot about us. And so how hard would it be to induce these experiences, even if it's not a real experience? It can all be completely done in the mind. In my book on UFOs, I talk about a story of a woman in Australia who claimed to be an abductee. And she had a couple of gentlemen who were with a local UFO organization ride with her to this point where this place where she says she gets abducted. While she was sitting there in the car with them, she started to recount this whole abduction experience. She was telling them, they're taking me, they got me in their ship, they're doing this and doing that. And these guys are sitting here watching her have this experience. She hasn't left the car, nothing's going on, but to her it was very realistic. And I wonder if the aliens don't have this ability to put these things into our brain on a couple of select people, just to give them the experience of the abduction, just to see how they react to it. It's an intriguing possibility.
That's creative thinking. I like that.
Well, you know, I think that the aliens, they want to do more than just observe. They also want to see what we do in certain circumstances, because I think they are prepping us eventually for contact. And in order to do that, you really need to know what we would do.
Of course, it's a very slow preparation process, isn't it?
It is. It's a lengthy process, and I don't think they're in any great hurry. You know, these people have probably been out there for hundreds or thousands of years, and they're going to take their time. There may be also more than one group that are studying us. Some of them are still, you know, early on in their studies, and others have almost completed their studies. Maybe they're just not good at sharing information. So, you know, it could be a lot of things like that happening.
Okay, so we have the alien psychological experts trying to see what kind of stuff they can do with the primitive earthlings. And it's part maybe of a long-term plan. But the other thing here is, how can all this go on and the government not recognize it? I mean, if UFOs are real, don't you think there are people within the government smart enough to realize we've got a pretty strange mystery going on here? We've got to figure it out what it is.
Yeah, maybe they have.
Well, you know, that's possible, but my impression of the government is that, you know, it's got its plate full with everyday things, that it's probably not putting a lot of mental energy into aliens.
They're too busy passing bills that say "In God We Trust," which is already on the dollar bill.
Precisely, doing stuff like that. You know, the government, if you really look at it, is largely, you know, incompetent. And which is why I don't really think it's capable of holding those kinds of secrets for long or figuring those things out. It kind of follows the crowd. If extraterrestrials ever contact us, they're not going to contact the government. They're probably going to contact some civilian scientific organization or something like that. And they're going to just bypass governments completely and just go right straight to the people who matter.
Wait a minute. Are you talking? They're going to contact Stephen Greer?
Oh my God! No, I hope not, because no one's going to believe them if they do.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and you know, one of the things that I go back and forth with quite a bit is this idea of how much does the government actually know. We had retired Colonel John Alexander on the show a couple of months back. And that's, you know, he said, hey, I was an insider. I tried my darndest. I had a good group of you know, inquiring minds inside the beast. And we looked and looked and looked, and we really couldn't find any sort of clearinghouse, any sort of centralized point where this information appeared to be, you know, held secret. That's not saying that it's not. I mean, we're talking about an industrial complex that on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld, after doing, you know, a complete audit of the Department of Defense, says, we're missing $2.2 trillion. That's a lot of dough. And you can do a lot of things with that dough. And if there is some sort of national security element to the whole UFO question that's being kept on the QTs, shall we say, you better believe, and I hope they're smart enough to marshal the resources and at least look at this subject and monitor it very closely. I agree with you. I think the rank and file of the government doesn't know that it has a left hand, and if it did, it would probably tattle on it. But, you know, again, this whole idea of the government not being able to hold secrets, that's not necessarily But hey, I could be wrong. Like I said, I flip flop back and forth on this one.
It also, you're also assuming that the extraterrestrials don't have the ability to really stay hidden. You know, they probably can be overhead right now, and you'd never know it. They can bend light. They, you know, we already have stealth technology. They're hundreds of years ahead of us.
They have a cloaking device. So
well, essentially, a cloaking, yeah. I mean, it's not, how difficult would it be to bend light? Probably there are technologies they're using that we will eventually develop. And we will say, well, this is fairly simple. Now we understand how this stuff works. I wonder why we didn't use it earlier. It seems so, you know, so simple now. And
well,
I think
a strong enough magnetic field's going to bend light. So, I mean, we know that already. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of bringing, the thing is, there's a lot of things we could do that we just don't have the technology to do it yet. It just hasn't caught up to our ideas. You know, we already understand, like, travel through wormholes and things like this, but we just don't have, you know, warp engines and all that kind of stuff that lets us do it. And we're not likely to for quite a while yet. So a lot
right,
of
we can't harness the power of a star to you know, do our will.
Right, exactly. And these people apparently can. And these extraterrestrials have that ability, and they had it for a long time. So I think that they're perfectly capable of remaining hidden from us for as long as they want. So when they do appear, that may be part of their psychological testing. You know, let's show up and see what they do. Let's see how they react.
Well, good question, Jeff. What's the motivation? Well, if they're so far advanced of us, advanced beyond us, aren't we kind of like ants in an ant farm? I mean, what are we, some science project for, you know, some young alien somewhere? Maybe we're part of some sort of software program that's been developed by some, you know, alien kid or a kid in the 15th dimension. I mean, what's the motivation?
My suspicion is to get us used to the idea of extraterrestrials. So when they do finally contact us, there won't be that shock.
But why would they spend 2,000 years doing it?
Well, the first couple of thousand years, I think that we were just so primitive that it really was just like studying ants in a bottle. But now that they know we're at the point where we've developed nuclear
weapons. Well, back then they were gods. They came down and threw thunderbolts and said, bow down before me and give me your firstborn.
Kneel before Zod. And we're talking with Jeff Danilek. You like that, huh? You're talking to Gene and Chris, not Zod, because you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
If If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
So the aliens are really called Zod. They're a new race of aliens called the Zod. I might as well write a contact story about that. We have Jeff Danilek presenting a very down-to-earth view about what the heck is going on out there with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. So therefore, the aliens can look at this in a long-range way. They could arrive and see primitive Earthlings, and maybe it's not the same people. We don't know how long they live. And they observe us over the centuries. And they decide, well, now they seem to be developing a modicum of intelligence. Let's pay closer attention. Maybe we should land, or do they have a prime directive?
Well, that's a good possibility. Consider the possibility that there are multiple races out there and that some of them are protector races. They actually say, look, you can observe, but don't touch. And they will enforce that. Think about it. What would we do when we develop extra, you know, interstellar capabilities and we start coming across these different civilizations like in Star Trek? I think that we would do much like that. We would say, okay, these areas are open to study, but you cannot make contact.
But wait a minute, it's technology. Remember the Star Trek episode where they were observing the planet and their cloaking device failed and they got caught with their pants down and they seriously impacted the civilization that they were studying because they inadvertently, because of a malfunction, revealed their presence. Remember that episode?
Yeah, that was a good episode and an interesting idea. Hopefully the aliens are a little more competent than that. You know, they
so radar didn't bring down the craft at Roswell is what I'm hearing here.
I'm guessing not. No, it doesn't bring down our aircraft. I don't see why it would bring down theirs.
Well, we have to assume that, of course, the aliens are weird. That's why we can bring them down. That's kind of dumb, too. I don't accept that theory that they would be so primitive that our radar could bring them down.
You know, I mean, think about it. Before you even came into orbit, you probably already know a lot about us. You've sent unmanned probes down here. You've tested the atmosphere. You know exactly what we're made of. So before they even approach us, they've already got a pretty good idea of what's going on down here. So
well, if that's the case, Jeff, then why do people still report landed craft, occupants coming out? They walk around gathering plants and soil like they've never seen it before. What's up with that?
Again, that comes to the reliability of the stories. You know, do you choose to believe them or not? I'm open to it, but that's just a story. You know, so I can't, you can't make any sort of a premise based on just a story like that. You have to have more of that.
Well, there are stories that do have some physical evidence. There's, you know, some pretty compelling cases that would suggest they have some sort of weird collective amnesia. They forgot that they already came down and did, you know, standard procedures. I mean, it's obvious with the abduction phenomenon. I mean, how many times you need to, sexually abuse somebody with machinery to understand, you know, what it is that you're looking for instance. So there's an absurdity factor that is, you know, sort of interwoven throughout a lot of accounts and very credible accounts as well. I'm just wondering, again, my question from before, what would be the motivation?
Well, if we're talking multiple races, there could be races that are late to the show, and maybe they, you know, they have it. You know, the races are probably so different from one another that they may not even be able, even capable of sharing information. You know, they could have certain, you know, just not be able to communicate on any level. So they would have to do their own investigations. So, I mean, that's another possibility there. You could speculate all night on what they're doing and why they do it. But, again, it's just speculation. You can't really go anywhere with it.
So there's no reason to assume that basically there is one club of ETs, one federation that comes down here and they talk to each other.
Not necessarily. I don't think so. I mean, some of them may be able to communicate amongst themselves, but the galaxy is so vast. You could have a huge stellar empire and not ever encounter another sentient life form, you know, for hundreds or thousands of light years in any direction. Maybe they're fairly rare. Maybe there's not more than a dozen sentient star-bearing races out there. So who knows? You know, we know nothing about our own galaxy. We're just beginning to scratch the surface. We just discovered that there's other planets, for heaven's sakes.
We're breathing on the tip of the iceberg at this point. But one thing that, you know, has always sort of made me scratch my head about this whole thing is, you know, why do we as humans think we're important enough for anything out there to be remotely interested in us? We're violent, we're primitive, we're misogynist. We have very aggressive tendencies to the detriment of our fellow humans. We're very provincial and nationalistic and tribal. Why would something be interested in an unevolved species like us?
My assumption is that they were once that way themselves. You know, if we were to travel about the stars and we came across a civilization comparable to our own, even though we're so much further advanced than that, we would still find it a source of fascination. We would still want to see how they develop, if their development is parallel to our own. Did they develop the same way we did? Did they move in a different direction? Did their warlike tendencies eventually go away? People are constantly studying insects. They're studying ants. They're fascinated with these creatures of the earth. So I can't imagine that any extraterrestrial had any degree of curiosity at all.
Well, there may also be a point here where civilizations reach a certain critical point at which they can go either of two ways. One, destroy the civilization. Two, move on. And maybe we're at that crux now. They look at the cusp of our development, and maybe they're deciding if they should interfere and guide us, send Michael Rennie, Klaatu, down to visit us with Gort to destroy everybody, or just leave us alone. Who knows?
Well, you know, we tend to think that destruction would be the end of everything, but you know, to us, we might be just one of many different cultures. If we destroy ourselves, they just make note of that in the log and move on to the next group. You know, so we have a tendency to think that they're going to save us, but they may not. They might want to just see how well we do.
Well, you're the one that said that they're going to come down and reveal themselves. I don't think that's ever going to happen, Jeff, myself. Definitely not in my lifetime.
I suspect that, you're right, probably not in our lifetime, but consider that at some point we're probably going to begin to develop interstellar capabilities. And at some point they're going to need to let themselves
know. Well, wait a minute, not if it's up to Obama.
Well, we're talking about in the distant, distant future.
There's a Zefram Cochrane out there who's going to develop Star Drive, like in the Star Trek universe, sometime in the middle of the 21st century after the entire planet has nearly destroyed itself.
God, that sounds prophetic.
science fiction has always been prophetic, hasn't it? You know, if you look at the science fiction of the 19th century, so much of it's come true in this century. And it's almost as though God has given us science fiction to sort of reveal a little bit about the future.
And they're not getting it from E.T. We're just coming up with it ourselves.
It's built into our genes, and we're just don't realize
it. Okay, so let's look at the other end of it here. Do you think E.T. seeded us or manipulated us in one way or another?
No, because that would destroy the whole point of the experiment. If you're going to manipulate it, then you're not going to learn anything.
Okay, but even if they seeded us at the beginning, okay, or they did some genetic manipulation, then they sit back and let's see what this experiment does.
Yo, maybe we're just the experiment inside a Petri dish.
And we're just a cell in God's fingernail. Yeah.
Well, remember, look at the movie Men in Black, where they had an entire galaxy in a little bit of a jewel case that's hanging from somebody's neck.
The one I liked was the bus station locker. You know, all hail, was it K? All hail K, all the little creatures inside the locker in the bus station or the airport.
This is a tiny universe. And we're talking in this tiny universe with the ne'er-do-well himself from Denver, Jeff Danilek. Neighbors, we want you to check out our newly updated forums. Go to forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. A new, snazzier look, better integration with your favorite social networks. Check it out. I'm Gene. He's Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, this is Clifford Cliff, International Director for the Mutual UFO Network. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we're just tiny, crazy creatures, and we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. What's your take on this?
We're all paramecium, Gene.
Oh, we are?
Some are crazier than others.
Speak for yourself.
Speaking for all of us. Well, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities out there, and, you know, you can talk about them all you want, but the bottom line, I think, is that this is a very big universe, and I think that there is a lot more going on than we imagine. Just like there's a lot more going on in the ocean than we can see from the surface, once you get under the water, you'll start seeing all kinds of things happening, and I think it's the same way with extraterrestrials. There's a lot of stuff happening. We don't know about it, and we may not in this lifetime, but eventually I think that we're going to become aware of it and start figuring things out.
So you don't think that all these Freedom of Information documents released around the world will ever reveal anything of significance?
No, because if there was anything of significance in them, you wouldn't commit it to paper. You would never write that down.
It could be on a computer somewhere, but then everybody can hack the computers.
Oh, yeah, and you can also delete everything off your computer, too. You know, I mean, the thing is that if you're really dealing with extraterrestrials, you're not going to keep a paper record of it that somebody can, get from some library.
Well, wait a minute, it's a bureaucracy. That's their job, is producing documentation and records and stuff. So, you know, chances are there is some record of something somewhere. I want to see the gun camera footage. I want to see the satellite tracking logs, the stuff that you know. Without even a moment's hesitation, I would say that there is incredible visual evidence, footage, that the military has. And probably, I would say, in association with the military, the aerospace companies. And you know that there's satellite tracking data and really good quality stuff. These guys have been watching with very, very evolved toys for several decades, at the least. So we know that there's at least that body of evidence there. Who's in charge of it? Have you done any digging into who is, you know, potentially monitoring all this activity within the government? I mean, have you looked at that at all?
Honestly, no, because I really don't believe that there is all that much information out there. I think there's probably some interesting stuff out there, but again, I go back to my premise.
Well Jeff, sorry to interrupt. Hold on one second. A dear friend of mine was involved in the optics programs for practically every project we had from Apollo until the early 90s. He told me he thought that pretty much every system that's been developed from 99 forward has that function as one of its main functions, is monitoring the airspace, the interstellar, interplanetary airspace around this planet, and tracking these objects. So,
well,
you know, I think there is some element of the control structure that is monitoring all this stuff. I don't doubt it.
Well, again, we're going back to the question of how capable are these ETs of keeping a secret? How I'm keeping themselves hidden. It doesn't matter how advanced our technology is and how, from our perspective, it's very advanced. From theirs, it's very primitive.
So wouldn't that mean also that they could maybe send holograms of their craft so we look at the spaceship here? Look at the spaceship out there. They're doing something somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. That's entirely possible. I'm saying, we're like children dealing with adults. We think we've got the coolest toys in the world, and they just laugh at it and say, this is just primitive stuff. We had this stuff 500 years ago, and you guys are starting, and you think it's so advanced. They can hide from us anytime they want to, and we're never going to find them.
Okay, your point well taken.
So that's why I really don't think there's a lot out there that we don't know about. And if there was somebody who knew something, eventually they're going to tell us, because that's human nature, is to reveal what we know. When we could do it.
So aren't we considering here that maybe the UFO researchers, some of them are being a little too egotistical to think they can understand the motives of this alien race?
No, that's a possibility. You can guess all you want what they're doing, but just remember it's all guessing. We don't know because, we're dealing with an intellect here which is so far beyond our own, that it's like children against college professors. It's just, there's no match.
Well, one thing that I do know, and I'm sure you'll probably agree with me here, I know Gene will, is that we have not one shred of unequivocal data that would even suggest, prove, I think would be the best word, the existence of an intelligent extraterrestrial life form. I mean, we have not one shred of evidence. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's true. We have nothing that's empirical that anybody can look at and say, absolutely, that's what it is. And that's by design. If they want us to know about them, they'll reveal themselves to us. And if they don't, we're not going to find this stuff. They're not going to crash in Roswell, and we're going to recover it and reverse engineer it, and they're just going to sit back and watch us. Doesn't make sense logically that they would do stuff like that. And so that's why so much of the UFO stuff out there, I think, is bogus. It's made up. It's sensationalized. It may be well-meaning. It might be quite sincere. But a lot of it is really just a fantasy that we've created until the truth really does eventually one day hit us in the face and we have to confront it.
And the question would be then whether that truth that we fantasize is of our own invention or we're being fed a little bit from someone or other.
Yeah, we can have a little bit of both. It might be pulling our chain.
Okay, so then comes the other question.
Yank, yank.
Yank, yank. Do we sit back and take it? Is there nothing we can do but just observe and hope that we'll figure something out before it's too late?
I guess there's nothing really we can do in any real sense of eliciting their attention. I think the only thing we can really do is be aware of the fact that this is a very big universe, and I think we share it with a lot of people. And just to try to understand these things, I think I don't understand is why people say there are no UFOs, there are no aliens. To me, that's such a statement that can't be supported any more than the statement that there are can be supported. You have to be open to these things, and that's the only way really to grow and learn from it.
So how do you grow and learn? Where do you go from here, having written these books, been around it for so long?
Well, I don't really know where I got to. That's an interesting question. I hadn't thought about where to go next from here. I think what I had come away from this with, though, is a appreciation for how vast the universe is and how everything is really related to each other. And we're all part of this great cosmic experiment that stretches across billions of light years. And as I understand that, I kind of take a comfort in that, just knowing that, you know, we're not really alone. There's a lot of things going on out there, and I don't need to know about all of them. I just need to be aware of where I'm at in my stage of development and see what plays out.
I'll tell you what, let's play this out. Where do our listeners find more of what you do?
Well, if they go to my website at www.OurCuriousWorld.com. They'll see all my articles, my books, and there's an email link there that they can send me a comment or a question or a photograph or whatever they want to do, and I always respond if it's if they're not being mean.
Okay, speaking of not being mean.
Our Curious World, I like that. It kind of reminds me of Our Strange Planet.
Speaking of which, there's a site called OurStrangePlanet.com. Tell us about it, Chris.
Well, like Jeff's site, there's a lot of interesting stuff, including, you know, how to get my books and et cetera. But, you know, I do lurk about forum.theparacast.com, and we invite Jeff to come on and interact with some of our forum posters. Sure. I'm sure we're going to generate some really cool responses on our forums, Jeff, and you're invited to, you know, to participate.
And by the way, we also can be found on Twitter, The Paracast. Jeff Danilek, I renew that invitation to join the forums.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can bring up.
Yeah, and come back for another show, too. This has been fun, man.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to doing this again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.